is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Presented by Edmonton Motors.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
It's 12:26. This is Nation Radio. We're around until 2 o'clock this afternoon. And on the road to tell us a little bit about the Sloan Sports Conference and what it means is David Staples from Cult of Hockey. David, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, Alan. I'm good.
Good. Is it Boston?
Yeah, I'm in Boston at the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference. I think it's the 6th annual one. And I just spent a few minutes talking hockey with Bill James.
Oh, very cool. What, does he know a lot about hockey? Does he know a lot about hockey?
He does not.
Okay.
That is the bad news. So I was hoping he gave a talk yesterday about sports analytics and, you know, his 40 years working away at it. And he talked about how even in baseball, so far, as he put it, they've taken a bucket full of knowledge out of an ocean of ignorance. So even in baseball, which is a much easier sport to study, and there's been tons and tons of work, he thinks they're barely scraping the surface. He's not an expert on hockey. He didn't have much to say about it because of that. But he did say, the problem in hockey stats, the big problem is defensive play, measuring defensive play. The offensive statistics for hockey are fairly strong. The existing ones, just the good old goals, assists, and points, been pretty useful and durable stats over a long period of time. But he says in every single area, it's always of life, it's always more difficult to measure defensive play. Preventing things from happening is harder to measure. So that's the big challenge in hockey. But he compared it to basketball. He said in basketball, because basketball is so much harder to analyze than baseball is, he thinks that there are sharper guys doing the work there. It's a lot harder, so it needs sharper guys. And he says the same thing in hockey is needed, and basketball's been up to that. So he thinks that's what we need in hockey is some bright minds to put their heads together and see what they can come up with.
I think that's interesting you say that. I believe that there's a lot of bright minds already on it. But is there a fine line between what we'll call the Som Good group and the Money Puck group? A little bit of from both. Is that the ideal, David?
I also agree with you that there's some really strong thinkers, good minds at work on hockey analytics right now. There's no doubt about that. So the Som group guys, that's the scouts, right? And then the other people, the analytical guys looking at the numbers. So I think it's they're not, in the end, they're the same people. In the end, we're all watching the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all watching the play. And the data people, someone's watching that play and they're marking down things that happen. And the data people then take up those things that happen and come up with conclusions from it. The Som Good guys just kind of remember it in their own heads or write down a few notes. And they do it in a, you know, based on their vast experience of watching games and watching hockey players, you know, their 10,000 hours of watching hockey or playing hockey and their expertise in it, they can instantly recognize the good player or the bad player, is that theory. So I think because they put in all that time, we have to give weight to their expertise. But the numbers people are taking all of that information gathered by hundreds of people around the league and using all those observations to come up with some interesting stuff as well. But they're both doing the same thing. They're basing what they think of hockey players based on observations of the game.
Are there a lot of NHL people at this Sloan Sports Conference, David?
There are 10 teams have representatives here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's analytics people here from 10 of the clubs, and I think that's a fairly useful barometer of how many teams are into analytics in a serious manner.
Right.
The good news for Oilers fans is that Ricky Olchuk, the Oilers assistant GM, and Nick Wilson, who's heading the Oilers' new analytics department, are here. And, so I think this is the first time the Oilers have been here. And to have someone so high on the totem pole as an assistant GM here is an indication that the Oilers are taking this seriously. And from talking to Ricky Olchuk, he's seen some of the hockey papers presented, and he's been impressed. So You know, the Oilers have now started up this analytics department advisory group. You know, they had some input on the Hemsky signing, so I think the Oilers are moving in the right direction.
You wrote a great article yesterday, and that's what you were sort of on the track with there. It contained all kinds of news. The article, if people want to reference it, it's called Oilers Startup Analytics Group to Delve into Money Puck Issues. It really talks about the Oilers and their involvement in advanced statistics. Now, this is early on, but and I know Bruce McCurdy from the Cult of Hockey is on the panel. Can you tell us a little bit about that group more than is in the article, or is that basically all you know, or what kind of things are they delving into? Do you know that?
You know, I don't know a lot about it. I just generally speaking, I think they're, you know, from talking to Nick Wilson, they're just at the start of this, mm-hmm. and they want to see what's out there. You know, they're well aware of all the debates going on the logosphere. You know, they're well aware of the work that I do with scoring chance numbers at the Cult of Hockey. They know what Tyler Dello does with the various metrics he works with in terms of, you know, his real focus is often on shooting percentage and on-ice shooting percentage, that kind of thing, and how it relates to players having inflated numbers or deflated numbers, as was in the case of Hemsky. They are becoming, if they weren't well aware of those debates, they're entering into them. They're becoming knowledgeable about them. It takes a while. There's a big learning curve. And these are sensible people. People who are pushing analytics, and there's at this conference, there's a ton of them. You know, there's a ton of systems, people saying this system works, that system works. The hockey people are going to need to have it broken down and see proof that these things actually do work. A lot of people have a lot of confidence that their systems work and their way of analyzing players work, and there's a huge debate about that among the analytical groups. So the Oilers are trying to figure that out. So, you know, various issues will come up, just like the Hemsky contract. Now, the Hemsky contract, the Oilers already had a really good idea about what they wanted to offer Hemsky, this $10 million over 2 years. But they just wanted to check what the analytics group had to say. They'd formed this group. They wanted to find out, you know, does what we're thinking match up with what these analysts say? And apparently all the analysts, you know, they had different takes on it using different statistics, but they all came to this similar conclusion pretty much that the Oilers came to. So it was just a due diligence on the part of the Oilers. So they may use it in that regard on some major hockey decisions.
David, I'm from the radio side, so I'm always interested in this becoming popular and getting ratings. So one of the things that I'd like to talk about is how advanced stats can make the leap from what is a cult following, to borrow from your blog name, to mass audience. It did happen in baseball, and Bill James drove the bus for that. Is that what is needed for hockey, a Bill James type?
Yes. Well, you know, Bill James started to publish a yearly abstract. We need a yearly hockey abstract where people are, like Bill James did. One of the problems with a lot of the hockey writing and the people doing the work on hockey is either they're not good explainers or they don't even want to be good explainers. They don't want to explain their work. They're not interested in debating with lay people, and they make graphs that, you know, 90% of the population can't understand. They have a difficult time explaining their work. They're defensive about their work. So what we need is two or three people like to start publishing regularly, yearly updates. Here's the latest in hockey analysis. Maybe they don't need to do a book like James. Maybe it will be done through blogs. But they have to explain their ideas in ways that people can understand, and that might prove difficult for the analytical group because people might start punching holes in it. But it'll make their arguments better. So, yes, a lot of these things people are talking about at this conference, a lot of these ideas, like they make my head hurt. And to even be able to critique them and find out if there's any holes in them takes a high level of math knowledge. And this is never going to sell to the public, and it's never going to sell to NHL teams either, I can tell you that. So it's maybe in baseball, they're selling some of this high-level stuff now, but it can't start out that way. It has to be simplified so people can understand it.
That's a really great explanation, and I thank you for that. I wanted to get your input before we let you go on the Tom Gilbert for Schultz trade. How did you feel about that deal in regard to what the Oilers got back?
Well, if the Oilers had asked this hockey analyst what he thought of it, I would have said, you know, I don't have like the kind of in-depth analysis of the Wild that I have on the Oilers, but from my in-depth analysis of the Oilers, since the first 20 games of last season, Tom Gilbert's first 20 games of last season was still struggling like he had for a couple years on defense. Since then, if you just look at his defensive play, he finally learned old veteran defensive techniques. He finally calmed down and settled down in his own end, started to make the simple play, play a little bit tougher, shoot up the boards when necessary. He became, in the last 2 years, Tom Gilbert, a strong defensive player. And I believe that he's probably right now at least as strong defensive player as Schultz. On top of that, Tom Gilbert has offensive talent. And, you know, you can see it in his point totals, most obviously as compared to Schultz. Just look at their point totals. You see someone who gets that much many more points. He's involved in that much many more scoring chances, I'm sure, than Schultz is. And I think his defensive play is pretty much equal to Schultz and will be for the next few years because Tom Gilbert, after a lot of struggle, finally figured it out. So I don't like this trade. I think Schultz is a strong defensive player, but so is Tom Gilbert. And I think that this trade was a mistake.
David, thank you so much. Enjoy it, and I'll look forward to more of your articles on Cult of Hockey about the Sloan Sports Conference.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks. That's David Staples. I don't know. I know I'm a big stats geeky guy, but I love that. That is so cool. One day when my kids have jobs and I'm retired, I will go to the Sloan Sports Conference and get a headache similar to the one that David Staples has right now. That's all I want, Connor. I want every year to get a hockey abstract that tells me what to think. Is that too much to ask? I don't think it is. Hey, how are we going to give away this this chance to win the golf thing?
It's going to be coming up before the show ends. Are we a cue to call?
Okay.
And I think it's the 10th caller.
What's the cue to call?
They got to listen for it.
So we're not going to give any hints or anything?
There will be hints.
Okay.
They just...
Ordinarily,
the show.
Anybody listening in, I really, you know, I would like to cheat for them, but so you just have to listen for the cue to call into.
Exactly.
All right, buddy. I'll trust you to play that, whatever it is. All right. That's David Staples from Edmonton Journal. We thank him so much. And on the way, we're going to be talking. We have an all-star cast here today. If you're into blogs and advanced stats and new information, this is going to be the show for you. We've got Dennis King from MC79 Hockey, along with David Staples, somebody who does a lot on scoring chances. And we'll talk to Dennis about the Hemsky deal, the Schultz deal, and more. That's coming up. This is Nation Radio, presented by Edmonton Motors.